There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
KVJ Cuts.
Well, it's all dudes today. Virginia's out. She's with Magnolia, her daughter. They went to Florida State to do the orientation to get her all ready to go there to school in about 3 weeks. And then she's heading to Nashville today and for the weekend. And then she's going to be with her grandma.
I'm calling her right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Okay.
See if she's up. You got to watch her mouth. I'll be on the dump button here.
Yes.
I can only imagine what she might say.
She may not even pick up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hello?
You're live on the air. Please don't swear.
Denny's has me on the other hold, already on hold.
Whoa, it's like the Matrix, bro.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Okay, yeah, I can play up on the other one here. Okay, are you there, Virginia? Nope. Okay.
And I hung up on her. Yeah. That's amazing.
She's not there. Okay. Well, while we try to get Virginia back, we knew that she wasn't going to be in today. So we decided to have a little piece of Virginia with us. And we missed all the wrong statements that she's been dropping here. A new thing that we've been doing, we've been counting up how many times Virginia's wrong. In fact, it was the number one subject line that we've had for emails coming into the KVJ show probably over the last year. So we decided to put together just over the last week or so, her recent Virginia is wrong.
Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk are going to be running together for the president and vice president in 2024.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No,
Wow. Oh. Another dollar in the Virginia is wrong?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think something happened to your pictures. I think either her SIM card got ruined or she doesn't have your pictures. Well, we told you yesterday that they were all worried about Bam Margera. Apparently, he's developed a new meth habit. Mm. And his sister was the one putting it out there saying, look, he's got a meth habit. Kevin Costner, ripe for the picking.
You like you some Costner.
Yeah, it almost made me want to watch Yellowstone, but then I'm like, you don't like those Western-y kind of on-the-range shows.
What if I like two hosts for Jeopardy?
You talking about Maya Bialik? I think she quit.
She did?
I think she did.
That's how plugged...
For the writer's strike, she's popped off?
I think so. I think I read that she had walked away from it.
Okay. I have not read that.
These full-grown men don't need your help. They don't need your assistance or guidance. And if they're coming up to you in a parking lot, 9 times out of 10, it's for a bad reason.
Okay.
That's my favorite one right there.
Okay, so 9 times out of 10, 90% of the time when guys come up to you in a parking lot, it's for a bad reason.
That is my favorite one because she's so serious. She really believes that stat, that 9 out of 10 men.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I believe we have Virginia back here. Hello, Virginia.
Yes.
Did you hear your wrong montage?
I did.
Yeah, Jaybird's trying to keep count over here. I think he's at about how many dollars you got in that jar over there, Bird?
We're up to like $11 right now. Okay. It's my own money, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna give it back to myself. So we can publicly.
How's your trip going so far, Virginia?
It's going great, but let me just say this. Aren't you adorable, you stupid chucklehead? That's how you spend your time editing all my wrong quotes. Ugh, get a life.
I didn't edit a thing. That's not mine.
Poor Denny's, who's not sleeping, lost more sleep to edit that.
Oh, never mind. I take it back. I love Denny's.
How was Florida State?
It's great. I'm actually wandering right now trying to find the next place where I'm supposed to go. It's adorable. This is a beautiful campus. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in a good place.
I'm glad we didn't get into UF. You know what? This campus is much cuter. UF is kind of like, I don't know, it looks like a bunch of hospital buildings. This place has charm. This campus looks like a Harry Potter movie.
Okay, so it actually worked out well because UF is trash.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay.
Because they didn't let my baby in.
And then you're heading to Nashville later today, right?
We are. So as soon as this wraps at noon, we're going to go to Nashville, pick up my sister from the airport, and just hit the town. We're going to go looking for your son, Colin, too, tomorrow.
Yeah, he's working today and tomorrow, so I'm going to get you guys connected, and you can go do the tour of his distillery.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend.
Don't forget, too, you're on the lookout for some Bigfoot stuff.
That's right. Yes, I will. I'll look for, like, a Bigfoot yard art. What's your budget?
We'll talk. We'll talk off the air. Have you gone to any good restaurants?
You know, we went to all the college spots. Mags wanted to go see, like, you know, where all the kids go. Madison Social, I guess, is the name of it, right?
Yeah.
On the edge. It's cute. It's cute. But it's summertime, too, so it's a little bit more quiet, which is good for learning the lay of the land without, like, a sea of people everywhere. But if you're looking for nightlife, like, it's just not jumping right now.
Yeah, it ain't happening at the moment. That's cool. All right, well, we miss you. We'll see you back here next week with us.
Yes, I will see you back here next Tuesday, right? Because we have off Monday.
Yep, three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we'll see you soon. Have fun. Be safe.
Bye. Love you. Miss you.
Bye, V.